to continue. The seas are calm. No wind fills our sails today, so we move slowly. When I look over the side, I can see the long wooden oars swinging up out of the water, their silver tips dripping, then swinging back down into the swells, over and over and over. The rowmaster sits below, beating his drum to a rhythm that rarely changes. His hourglass hangs from an overhead beam so he knows when to pass around the water bag. Often he sings, sometimes the slaves join in. When the wood begins to creak, he pours olive oil into the leather straps holding the oars in place to lubricate them. I have noticed this must be done at least once a day. I do not like to watch these men, for unlike my household slaves, these live in miserable conditions. Their ankles are chained at all times to keep them from diving overboard and trying to swim away. Because this ship has three levels of oars, the rowers must sit inside the hull on benches, one bench on top of the other. Their arm movements must not vary by even an inch, or their oar will hit one of the others, causing the ship to veer off course. A sound I often hear, but close my heart to, is the crack